is this the first time you're going against him in his fashion?
No, actually, when I was in Cleveland, we played the Rams. And so, you know, I've obviously worked with him. It was a fun couple of years when we were together. Learned a lot of football. I think we learned a lot of football together. I think back when you work for somebody, you look back on it now. I wish I'd have known some of the things I learned in the last 5 years that would have helped me do a better job for him then when we worked together. But got a lot of respect for him. He's been very, very successful. Very detailed coach. And you can see his fingerprints all over the defense now. Yeah. You can see, you know, he certainly as a defensive coach had become very impressed by Jim Johnson and the way we played here. And now he's a little bit different than when we were together. Plays a little bit more man free, a little bit more just pure three deep zone. But he is he's an outstanding coach.
When you go against a guy that you know so well, do you see that as kind of a good thing for you or a bad thing because he knows your tendencies too?
No, I think it comes down to the players playing. You know, you have a little bit of an idea of what you're seeing on tape, but the players still have to go out and execute plays against defenses. You know, nobody does anything 100% of the time in every situation, so our players have to respond to whatever coverage or every pressure he brings. I think when you know somebody, you can maybe, you know, there's maybe a thing or two you can talk about with the players, but if you paralyze them by saying they're going to do this and I know this and, you know, I've been on the other side of that where you say, oh, we know this defense, and then you go out and the players are paralyzed, they don't play. I think it comes down to the players playing.
You had a pinpoint new player. What exactly the problem is to start these games, especially in the first quarter?
I think it still just comes back to staying on the field on third down. You can see when we get a lot of plays, and we had close to 90 plays the other night, then the ball gets spread around. Nobody's asking why this guy didn't touch the ball, that guy didn't touch the ball. You're getting a lot of completions, and you're getting yards rushing. So we just got to stay on the field. I think that'll be.
You had a good player on your offensive line. You feel you just had to cover your bets on tackle position, and what do you like about him?
No, Tanner is a he's a big athletic guy. He'll give us some position flexibility, guard and tackle. You know, he's been in two really, really fine systems. He was, you know, with Cincinnati and then recently on the Niners practice squad. So, you know, I think everybody kind of cycles the last couple players on the roster to try to see if you can hit on a guy. And so we'll bring him in, try to develop him, and see what happens from there.
Chip was saying the other day that you thought Jason Kelce played two really good games mm-hmm. in the last couple of weeks. What have you seen from him as far as, like, you know, what changed?
Well, I don't know what changed. I think he did really play well last week, and I think you know, he'll be one of those guys that can build on that. You know, I think nobody, you know, we certainly didn't play very well the first couple of weeks as an offense, and so he shouldn't be singled out on that. But he works very hard. He's very professional, and he feels challenged to improve when things don't go well.
Is it fair to say though that when he plays well, the whole line picks up?
Well, sure. I think you got to be strong up the middle. So typically when your center and your quarterback play well, then it kind of vibrates out through the team.
Chip was saying last week that a lot of times your personnel packs dictated on what you expect the defense to do. Don't you have to try sometimes, though, to see it for yourself, like, and maybe go with more two tights like you did in this last game?
Well, I think when you look at an opponent, there are certain things that – you know, you try to take what you have as an offense and then match up what's good against what hurts them. And, you know, we felt like two tight ends was an advantage for us, and it was. It's probably one of the games we've played the most two tight ends. And then we'll have to see if we like it this week, you know. But, yeah, we do it. We do. We play two tight ends every week, but we just don't do it as much as we did last week. So, and we put various personnel. You saw we put two halfbacks in there with three wides. We can put two halfbacks with a tight end. So we've got a lot of different ways to play the players. What happened the other night is we got close to 90 plays, so we had an opportunity to do all that fun stuff we wanted to do.
Seems like you had Sam
moving around a little bit in that game as well. Is that something taken back to St. Louis that you found that he's done well?
No, he's a good player in the pocket or outside the pocket. When you're running the football well, then play action is meaningful, you know, and I think that's what we saw the other night.
The offense has really struggled to start this season as a whole. When you have a game like you had, putting up over 500 yards, can that breed confidence, and does it look like these guys, especially the newer players in this offense, are, you know, getting a little more comfortable?
Well, when you do something once, then certainly you want to do it again and again, and, you know, we've talked all along about consistency, whether you're playing well early or late, or you want to do it throughout the game, and then you want to do it over the course of a few games, and so, or the whole season. So, yeah, I mean, it felt like us. It felt like an offense that we're used to being able to play, and so then now we got to just kind of go back and recreate it.
What did you see on those two end zone interceptions, Sam, when you looked at them on film?
Just what we saw on the game. You know, I think on the first one, we were running a flag route, and if Sam could have done it, again, we were open. He would put a little bit more air on it. And then the second one, I thought the defender made a good play. He tried to fit the ball into Miles, and the defender made a really, really good play. The ball was on the front part of the end zone, so he went down and low with the throw. And then the defender did a good job. So two plays that you'd like to have back. The good part is we fought back from that, and I think, and I don't think it's any mystery, but Sam played his best game.
When you had the two halfbacks set, and I just remember the one play where Sproles went out on the flat and caught the ball for the first down. Mm-hmm. Is that pre-snap, which guy is staying in the protect and which guy is releasing, or is that post-snap?
We can do both. They both can release. One could protect, the other one release, or they both could stay in.
Is it pre or post?
Well, we decide.
Can you tell us?
Since that first,
we decide.
Since week one, Darren. Darren hasn't been a big part of the passing game.
I'm sorry.
Since week one, when he caught 7 balls, I think, for 76 yards, Darren hasn't been a big part of the passing game. Are teams doing anything to take him away that they, or is it just circumstances?
It's just circumstances. I think it's, you know, we used all 3 running backs in a pretty good clip the other night. And, you know, there's times when we put him out in the slot and run. But I don't think there's anything to it. Teams do make an effort to cover him, and in the play you're talking about, you know, they fortunate enough they played 2-man coverage, so the guy covering him was 1-on-1 with inside leverage. So thanks for that. You know, it worked out really well for us. You know, but typically you'll see him get double quite a bit.
Do you have any update on Nelson Aguilar?
No.
Practicing today?
We'll have to see. I don't know.
We've been told that Deuce handles the running back rotation.
Yeah.
Do you have an input in that during the games?
Yeah, I keep an eye on it from upstairs, you know, just kind of get a feel for where everybody's at. But I think the position coaches that are on the field, we try to play the whole roster, so guys are just in and out all the time.
You were with Sam in his first year in St. Louis when he came to that organization. You're here in his first year here. Is there any different is his the way he's gotten acclimated to this team any different 5 years later than the way he approached it with St. Louis? I'm talking about his getting acclimated with a new team, new players, taking a leadership role. Is it any different for him this time around?
It's very similar. I mean, he's obviously a more veteran, more mature guy. He's seen more things. The one thing you got to remember about Sam is, you know, he hasn't been able to play a lot of football in the last 2 years. And so, you know, preseason's one thing, training sessions are one thing, but when you get in the uncontrolled settings of a game, you know, there's still a little bit of a learning curve there, and you can see he's playing a little bit better each week. And we hope that will continue. But in terms of his preparation, the way he approaches things, it's the same guy. It's just, you know, as we all get a little bit more mature and a little bit more experienced, I think you just, I don't know, I think you just see a calmer approach.
Have you found that DeMarco is more effective running when Sam's under center as opposed to a shotgun? Do you try to tailor that a little bit?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think he's as effective in the shotgun as he is under center. You know, I think, you know, a player may like something more than another, But that doesn't mean that they're not good at the thing that they may not, because I know he's made comments about how he likes to run downhill on it. But that doesn't mean he's, some guys that dunk the ball well are still good shooting three-pointers, you know. So, you know, I think that's the case.
When you run the ball out of the shotgun to the same side that the running back is offset to, how does that make it tough for the running or for the linebackers to kind of read and diagnose where the play is going? Because it's pretty different than just running to.
Yeah, I think if you just do one thing, in other words, if you just run the ball from offset, then it's easy for the linebackers. But we can be offset and run an inside zone and run a play action, or we can run a flat path mid zone and run a play action. So it's coordinated. Just like when we're under center, we can run inside path or an outside path, run the ball or play action, or just straight drop back. So that's probably a better question for linebackers. But I think for the most part, as long as it's all coordinated and you have one thing that looks like the other, we should be able to take advantage of it.
Maybe not this week, but do you and Steve keep in touch? Are you guys still close?
Yo, sure. We talk a lot. You know, I've seen him a couple times in the summer, you know, and, you know, it's professional football. You know, we're not talking about our teams. You know, our wives are very close, and we're friends, and, you know, we pull for one another. And then just so happens we're competing against one another this week.
Were you happy with the DeMarco's decision-making on Sunday? They were looking at the tape. It just looked like there were some times when he had some lanes that could have broken some runs and chose to go in a different direction.
I thought he did a good job running the ball. I think when you look back, when you get enough runs and you look back on it, there's probably a time or two when, you know, you play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game. You know, but I thought for the most part he was effective running the ball.
How much do you credit the adjustments that the offensive line made to what defenses have been doing to you?
They did a great job. You know, we talked about a lot of the guys playing missed practice last week or missed the training, and they were able to go in and they really battled well, and I thought they worked well together. We ran a lot of man block plays where you were, you know, block down, pull around. Sweep type plays that were very effective, and it takes a lot of coordination. So I thought they did a good job. And then our zone game was going well also. So when we can get that going and kind of in concert, then I think we're pretty good.
Is the man block, did that help a lot, do you think?
It helps us. And we go in each game doing it. But just like playing the players, sometimes you do it more or less depending on how the team defends you. You know, you like to think if they're playing a lot of guys wide, you run inside. You know, I'm going to really boil it down now. And if they're playing a lot of guys inside, you run outside. And then if you got them both going well, then, you know, it's a good thing.
Pat, the Giants were kind of one of the first teams that started doing a lot of slanting and angling on you guys.
A year ago.
I mean, do you expect a lot
of I don't know. You know, that was a part of when Perry Fuel was a coordinator. Steve, their front's a little bit different. Now, we certainly anticipate that we could get some because you still peek at the film from a year ago. They're still primarily a four-man front. So, you know, we prepare for that and plan for that each week. It hasn't been a bunch of what they've done so far this year, but we certainly prepare for it.
Matt, when you watch the film of the Giants, their front seven, who are some of the guys, the numbers that stand out?
Well, I think they're sturdy inside. The defensive tackles are big, sturdy players. And then when you look at their defense, I think, you know, this is probably, you know, textbook team defense when it comes to stopping the run. They're very gap sound. You know, a lot of times they give you a two safety presentation in the back end, which immediately says everybody will say, well, they're easy to run the ball against because it's two safeties. Well, then, you know, it's 7.5 or sometimes 8 in the box, depending on how the safeties play it. And then I think their team. Their linebackers are really good at their run fits. So what appears to be an open gap, they get down in quickly. Like good defenses, I think the reason they're having success stopping the run is because they play good team defense. And I think that's the reason for it.
Jason Kelce talked about the fact that guys were overthinking things a little bit too much on the offensive line. When you go to man...
The mind's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, when you go to man blocking, does that kind of eliminate...
No, not really. Not really. I think, you know, you just got to just go play sometimes. You know, this is, you know, this is a game for PE majors now. We got to just go play, and you got to be aggressive, and we got to go. And I mean that because, you know, you just got to go play. And sometimes, you know, block, go right or go left or whatever you're going to do and block the guy that shows, you know. And I think sometimes that's what we need to do more. So when our guys are saying, hey, we're overthinking things, you know, they're going past that first stage of go left and block a guy. I'm simplifying it again, but that's essentially what it is, you know. I mean, we can complicate the game sometimes where we got to block them, you know. The runner's got to run, the quarterback's throw, and the receiver's catch. You know, it's just sort of what it is.
All 17 under center plays on Sunday were a run.
I was waiting for you. You moved your seat. I couldn't see you back there.
is that something you want to mix up more?
Have plays where we throw the ball from under, so they're there.
Are you going to use them?
Yeah, we intended to use some the other night. We didn't really need to get to them.
Yeah.
We're good?
PE quote, maybe your best in 15 years.
Oh, yeah.